Yeah, headbang. That's good music. Let me just get there. All right. The question is, is it good or is it eternal?
Well, my biggest question here is, is it good or is it eternal?
It's saying it can't be both.
It's either good or it's eternal. You can't.
I mean, it makes me concerned about the eternal garden because it doesn't sound like a good place.
It's kind of a scary thought when some people's desires are not what you expect.
Well, they might make some money guaranteed because they're just trying to be like the perfect prophet.
Well, of course, Allah, it says it right here. Did you lead the servants astray, or have they strayed away? So if Allah doesn't know anything, who's saying this, by the way? I mean, maybe they're asking Allah if he leads people astray because he does do that too. We'll never know because Allah is not clear.
So they deny Muhammad. And they turn away because they've listened to him and they think he's nuts.
If you can't turn away, you can't help. What are you supposed to do? Yeah, that's the point. If you're just standing there, that makes you... I mean, it's an uninvolved bystander, it's not an innocent bystander, it's a person who's just standing and staring.
I mean,
he's
is you can't tell. This is a common language, much generalization.
What are we even talking about here? We're just going about justice, and now we're talking about eating food and walking the streets. Are we going back to talking about eating food and getting permission to eat food in your own place?
Well, there were streets. I mean, they've been streets for hundreds and thousands of years, so. Well, if it was Petra, on the other hand, there were streets.
Yeah. That's a good question. I don't know if I'll know the answer there.
He didn't answer his own question. Will you be patient, and the Lord will sing.
The lack of comprehension here.
Well, if this could be another symptom of that TBI we were talking about, traumatic brain injury. Poor Allah.
Wait. We're not for the angels that have been sent down on us.
Okay, so the angels are sent down. And that's past tense.
And then it's present tense.
So either we saw something that happened, or we're going to see Allah.
Wait a minute.
It doesn't make sense. This is called lack of vocabulary.
I still don't think Allah knows what good news is.
A day they will see the angels, there will be no good news for the criminals. On that day, where's the rest of it?
Well, if we go German, we said verboten. Sharia, we're saying the opposite of halal, which is, I mean, you just got to think about this.
I mean, if it's forbidden by Sharia, it's haram.
Okay. So unlawful and forbidden go together, but
that's exactly. We don't know what's forbidden. We don't know what's unlawful.
Nothing here tells us what's unlawful or forbidden.
They're not going to break the news.
We don't know what kind of work they did, and we don't know how it ends up with scattered dust.
Right.
Does Ella not know what I get? What, he figures you can touch and physically touch the clouds. But yeah.
Yeah.
We're about to get a lot of those.
So when the clouds, we have a cloudy day here and the sun breaks through. Is that the angels are sent? Okay, that's probably what it is. The clouds are, and the sunlight peeks through. Okay, that's the closest I can think of it. But you wouldn't know that unless you actually do some critical thinking. No, you gotta throw out your brain.
Wait, we don't have a Quran.
So this is really confusing. Oh my Lord, surely. I mean, so they have something that didn't exist, and they're talking about it. How are you surely considering something that didn't exist?
Maybe I got a good suggestion there.
Okay, so there were these scraps, and they were all put together in a couple places. And because Aisha's goat decided to have a couple meals, it's now deserted.
I don't see him being sufficient as a guide or helper.
The only guide we want. That's not sufficient.
Ouch.
But again, they didn't have it. But if you're slamming some book down on someone's head, ouch.
But we know that's not true. How many years are we talking about?
But that's where the beauty of the Quran is not clear, and it doesn't make sense. But the Quran hasn't been set down at once. That's what it implies, but Allah doesn't know that.
Built for speed, it should have been sent back. You know what? I think it needed a rewrite. I think it needed a severe editing job.
I would have, actually, because of the work I do on the side, sometimes I get stuff to critique. And I'll send it back to the writer. I've only had one piece, believe it or not, that was so bad I said you can't publish this. And believe it or not, that author thought he was writing a book to tell other authors how to write.
But that's not what it says.
Rejected. I gotta get a stamp and I'll put a gift I can just throw on. I love it. Rejected.
It could be a cultural way of saying it. It's so badly
spoken, and it's bad Arabic, and it's bad English.
He's not doing a very good job. Again, we have the limited vocabulary issues.
So Allah is chanting now. What is it? So now what does Allah chant? That's a good question.
Wow.
That doesn't make any sense.
Are we saying this book was created after 300 years?
So this would be a good, here's another good one to sit there with a debate. So I'd like to see a Muslim explain this. We bring to you the truth, the best path here. I mean, if Allah is saying that, what does that say about your Quran?
Yes.
That's the question.
So if you just say interpretation, we bring to you the truth and the best interpretation. That means the truth needs to be interpreted in order for you to understand it. I would say we're pretty stupid.
Well, the Bible, that's supposed to happen. But I'll tell you, this is gobbledygook, and it's not clear at all.
Well, we know nobody knows who they are. And look at the order.
Noah is after Moses. We have chronological paired Allah again.
Wait.
Okay. We know Moses was a prince, but Aaron was never a prince. See, this is where Allah doesn't know the full story again. He was adopted.
So you want to kill us because we sit here and say this doesn't make sense.
Because it doesn't make sense. Other people deny verses, and Noah's people went. Or drown.
So this is where, again, Allah is chronologically impaired. He doesn't get the order.
And he, you know, the funny thing about that is this also contradicts the Quran because they talk about there only being one messenger sent to each people. Thank you.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Not during,
not
that,
during
time.
That time.
Well, first of all, again, we don't know Adam
and
Tamudar.
Many
generations.
We don't know who
Ross
is.
Well, we don't
even
know
who
they
are.
They're supposed to be villages or something like that.
No
one's ever
heard
of these.
Well,
we talked about
how
he loves
terror.
He likes to inflict pain.
Again,
limited
vocabulary.
Rain.
Adam
and Gamora
would
make
sense.
But
he can't even get that story right.
He
doesn't
know
the
names
of Sodom
and Gomorrah,
maybe?
I'm not seeing it because it doesn't make any sense.
I guess I'd be laughing at this point.
Aired.
It doesn't make any sense.
They will know when they see the torment.
Who's made more mistakes along the way.
It doesn't.
It's just not very clear.
It's poor grammar.
I don't think it's good Arabic.
It might sound pretty, but it doesn't have anything else going for it.
You can't see it, so if you put up...
Do we even know what we're talking about?
Have you seen who takes it?
So, okay, we got a person taking it, God is undesired.
Will you be a guardian for the person, or are you talking about a guardian for the God?
If the prophet's going to be a guardian for Allah, now you've got a guy who can run a sock puppet.
Yeah.
There's nothing here to understand. It's not clear. I think Ella is thinking that stations don't move if the sun doesn't move, maybe. Or if the Earth doesn't rotate. Something there is.
I know what the crime is.
He's created this book that is so horrible. We now have evidence of a horribly written book.
Well, I thought he was writing.
Maybe that might be because we can't understand what's written, we've got to draw pictures now. Wait a minute, hold on. Are they allowed to have pictures? So why is he drawing?
He wants to break Sharia.
I guess Muhammad can do anything.
Yeah.
That's really badly written. It's too scientific. I mean, it's above his head.
You know, that's something we should do before the end of the show, is pray for those people on Florida.
There's nothing wrong with praying that it doesn't make the coast.
Wait a minute. Isn't he supposed to be in the desert? Where's the spring coming from?
Oh my gosh. Does that make any sense? To give life to a dead country, we give it for drink to whom we have created. So you're giving drink to create livestock. Okay, maybe it makes sense. We give drink to the... It's just very badly written.
Well, don't talk about the fish, because the fish aren't allowed to drink.
Yeah, you got livestock.
So only any wild creatures are allowed to have drinks.
Camels can't have a drink, maybe they consider camel's livestock.
What are they distributing? Now we're going back to the desert here. You distribute the water because you're in the desert. You got to make sure people get some.
Well, you only refuse to drink water if you're not in the desert.
Oh, we're back to limited vocabulary beginning.
Go kill him, but don't listen to him.
Well, it's not unusual. I live on Lake Ontario, and our lake actually turns over. But to have different current going different directions.
Yep.
No.
Wow, that's just badly written too. Well, we have a saltwater lake. It's called the Great Salt Lake.
Well, that's the point.
There are no seas that are fresh water. This shows a limited vocabulary. I keep thinking of the TBI issue, but the limited vocabulary, the repetitiveness, the temporal lobe seizures that they talk about. The stuff that looks like an asshole issue, these should all be symptoms of TBI. Traumatic brain injury. Maybe Allah has TBI. So repent said, and this is supposedly from a two right-handed creator. I think Allah had TBI and didn't know that it's just weird to have two right-handed people. I mean, there's a lot of things you can't do when you don't have opposable thumbs. Wait a minute. Okay. If the infidels are back or against his Lord, how is he their Lord? This doesn't make any sense.
I mean, if you're an infidel, you're the guy who turns against the guy.
But if you're backing him, it doesn't make any sense. He needs help.
Wait.
So if you follow Islam, you got to pay the price. You got to pay the piper, so now you have to pay zakat. But if you don't follow Allah, you don't have to pay a wage.
Yeah.
You die or you pay the jizya. Allah needs help. This is another example of limited vocabulary. Because he has to say praise with his praise. I mean, he's unable to use different words to describe the concept of praise. But I'm not sure Allah understands what praise is. So
So let's talk about what sufficient means. You keep saying that word over and over again. Sufficient means you just got the mustard. All right? You are just, you're not great. You're not superior. You're okay. Yeah, that's exactly it. I'd say it's a decent for the way, right? Okay, I didn't get to grade them, so that's the only reason he's passing. Oh, it's a singular. So they all create one sin. But the word sin can be a plural. So I give that to him. He's aware that the concept of sin can be a plural. But I don't know if Allah knows that. You're talking about you come to God with all your sin. So that's right.
Yeah.
So you're talking about multiple sins, but you're only using the word sin. The way this is written, it looks very singular, but it's hard to... Yep, 58. I mean, the reference here should be a plural. And there's nothing there that says ever living in this verse. You had to add that. Because they don't have that limited vocabulary. Also, they corrected it. Interesting. Another concept that Allah doesn't really understand, the concept of worship. But worship increases rejection. Shining moon. Well, that's the best that Allah can think of. Hold on a second. Sorry. Here we go. All right. And those who say a place, abode is. This is again limited vocabulary. Allah has a limited vocabulary. That would be a fun study. How many examples do we have that Allah's vocabulary is limited? What do they stand in between? Okay. All right, I'll give you that.
Wow.
Another day.
Or that other day.
So who's he abiding in it? I mean, is this a good guy? Is this a bad guy? Is this Muhammad? No. I'll torment everybody. He sends everyone to hell.
So Allah will exchange their evil deeds for good deeds. So Allah likes that you do evil things.
Wow.
And if they pass by, what is vain?
So vain has to...
Yeah. You can't really have what is vain. Okay, the only thing I can think of, if you're passing by something vain, it might be a mirror.
Yeah.
Or what you feel.
This is where Alan went.
Well, I'll tell you, after reading this and listening to this and going through this, I often feel like I've wasted my time because it's not clear.
It sounds like if you read it, you're not deaf and blind.
But it's sure garbage in your ears.
So I can look at this.
Our Lord grants us, make sure that it is pleasant looking for us, please.
make us to the fearing.
It doesn't. Make us to the fearing Muhammad. That's all.
Wow.
This doesn't make any sense.
Wait a minute, are we going back to heaven? I don't remember him talking about heaven recently. I thought he was talking about torment. So are you getting a room in hell?
Well, didn't they just talk about hell up here?
Leah's back. Can you let Leah in?
Oh my gosh, this is so bad. So my question is, we're in verse 35. Those will be rewarded with a room. Are we talking about a room now? Are we talking about a room in heaven?
A room on the earth.
Where's this room? But there's nothing there.
tells us.
I mean, the last place they talked about was hell. Forever in a room. Incomplete thought. That's Alice's incoherence, man.
I feel sick. So your kids don't get to grow up.
You never get to be alone again. Oh, jeez. Wait. They didn't say there would be a bed.
A room.
Okay.
We don't know if this is hell. We don't know if this is heaven. We don't know what this is.
Yeah, that's funny.
This is another one of those.
What did you notice? Wait, you will abide forever. So my Lord will not limit.
Didn't he give you the place we did with?
Coherence not required.
Blow it.
We start out with incoherent words. Dr. Kafar, are you telling us that the Quran is not in order by something said the longest verse? Wait a minute, so how many verses were there in chapter 25? We just 77. And how many verses are in chapter 26? So they lied to us when they said what was said longest is said first. Oh, wait. You know the easy way to test that? Go to chapter one. Tism. Everybody's supposed to know what I mean. Tism. But the Quran is clear. Everybody's supposed to know what I mean. Wait a minute. Where, okay.
Everybody should know.
It's clear.
Everybody should know what this means, right?
No, hang in.
Maybe Allah doesn't know what he just said.
Oh, it's nothing that we've read before. Here's when we get to the debate, let's go here first on that topic. Please read the system. It says it's clear. Tell me how it's clear. Perhaps Allah doesn't know. But Allah doesn't know if we'll be believers because Allah doesn't know. He said perhaps. Okay, so now this is important. What goes around the neck of a slave?
collar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was
no compulsion
to fool.
that was before
Muhammad left Mecca, if he was actually alive. To force them to be submissive.
I'm joining.
Number five.
Okay.
This is a great, I'm loving this chapter. Whenever I get to debate a Muslim who really believes that the Quran is clear. We're going to start here.
Because this is garbage.
He didn't tell us.
So they have to be told what they are laughing at. I mean, does Allah not know what they have to be told?
Don't you think they know what they're laughing at? Could it be Muhammad?
What?
Well, we were just talking about people laughing and making fun of something.
So this is 40 years in the wilderness.
So Moses does ask if Aaron speaks for him, because Aaron has this stuttering issue.
This is again limited vocabulary because So we have a plural. Can a plural be a singular?
Okay, they're giving one message.
Okay, just remember, Allah is learning Arabic as a second language.
Where is he sending?
Okay, that's send it.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. No, I mean, you're supposed to say, let my people go. But that's nothing like it. That's the kindest way to put it.
Wow. So this is where Pharaoh is supposed to be the brother of his adopted mommy. So Moses committed an act of murder. But that wouldn't make him an infidel. It'd make him a criminal.
Yeah.
Well, this is actually Pharaoh speaking, and you did your... Okay, this is actually Pharaoh speaking, and you did your act, and you are of the infants. This is Pharaoh.
Well, it would be Aaron.
Wait a minute. How is that grace? This is a grace that he has favored on me. So the grace he's given to Moses is the enslavement of Israel? Well, that's really offensive. Well, his concept of grace is enslaving Israel. So this is a grace that he has favored on me that has enslaved the children. Wow.
Yep.
Well, if you're Pharaoh, maybe you're asking the right question. What then? Because this is ridiculous. It doesn't make sense. What God is this God here who puts gobbledygook out and calls it scripture? Are we talking about Muhammad or are we talking about Moses? We can't tell. I don't understand that any place in the scriptures.
Okay, so Allah doesn't know about the north and the south. Doesn't that make him limited in his knowledge?
But that's true.
Yeah.
So that's funny.
You can't do it. It's bad. make something real is what it sounds like, physically touch. Yeah, it worked, but there's nothing Moses ever said like that.
this would be Pharaoh's thing. So bring it if you were of the truthful.
And the wrong Pharaoh.
Well, why do we need the word obvious there?
So Allah doesn't know what leprosy is here, too. That's the other funny part.
It's like I mean, this is yet another limited, it's a display of limited knowledge.
Allah's into the past part. So is this Allah talking? What does that mean, some of the near?
Well, you know what's funny? Because of all this he said,
and no one's giving a name. It just is another display that Allah doesn't know how to communicate clearly. It's possible now that if you're listening to this, all this communication that's been going on, Moses didn't say anything because now Moses is on the scene again. Whatever it was. Again, another display of limited knowledge of vocabulary.
Yeah, he did. Why is he going to fall down again?
Oh, it's too hard for Allah. He can't. He's got to repeat himself. No, it was the other way around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Moses throws this down. The sorcerer throw there is down. Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense at all. So Allah doesn't know farm animals, or wild animals, or snakes. Okay. The little one. So you've never seen a snake do any pecking.
Wait, okay.
If we could just imagine for a second. If we're using the word peck, it's going to be very nice to Allah here. And I'm going to say, okay, he throws down his rod. Fabrications were these fakes, or these imaginary snakes that they created, and it ate them. So instead of the word ate, he's using the word peck. Yeah.
That would be
the fact that they fell on worshiping would be sure because they're worshiping Moses.
Oh, yeah, we saw this in another part.
This is the second time we've seen that. Biggest what? Idiot.
Wizard.
Wait. Let's go back to this word crucify. Crucifixion didn't exist in the time of the Jews being in Egypt. It didn't exist. It was not there. So that's we have this is historical evidence. This book is a phony. If you don't explain things, Allah can't be understood. I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, this is like the Nana Boo Boo. I mean, you can say all the things you want. 60 stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Oh, wait a minute. I thought we have a problem here. Okay, isn't Muhammad supposed to be the first? So, if Abraham is the first... How many firsts do you need? And you got to worry about people robbing you at night. That's all I can think of.
That was right, for Toby.
The Hindu I've never heard of.
No, he doesn't.
We're talking about millions of people.
Together with who?
So Pharaoh sent us to gather. They're enraging us. We must be on guard. So Pharaoh's on guard. What's he on guard for if there's small people?
Well, they were by the Nile.
What does it bequeath?
They were able to take valuables. Is that his best way of saying this? I mean, it's not exactly wrong. Maybe he got that part. It didn't fit clearly.
Okay, so now... Okay, the two groups will be the group of Pharaoh's people. But you don't know that from reading this.
Doesn't make any sense.
Here's another totally clear verse. We moved toward, and then the others. Another verse for clear as mud.
Well, okay, well, hold on. We got to say this again. ALA is chronologically impaired,
a sign of TBI.
Okay, traumatic brain injury. So he has to mention Moses before he gets to Abraham, because he doesn't know Abraham came before. Wait a minute. If you're serving something and you haven't seen it, how do you serve it? So here they just admitted that there was an idol for Allah. And Allah, except the Lord of the world, who has created me. Well, the problem is the word accept. So now you have to accept that there's an idol to Allah. If you don't know who that is, or is that Allah? He heals you to put you to death?
So he heals you, and the next verse starts off being put to death.
And being resurrected. Well, and gives me life. I mean, he actually resurrects Abraham upon this. That's a good question. Wow. Put me not to shame a day they are raised, a day neither money nor children. Okay, put me to shame again, except to him who comes to Allah with a whole heart. I'll say this, God wants your hearts, but this is really bad communication. When the garden will be brought near to the fear. Allah is so excited about hearts that he wants fear. You don't get a heart by fear. So hell now physically moves about. Question. So you're going to ask if these people are being seduced. Why would you ask if they would help you? And then the other question is, what are they supposed to win? What game are they playing? Win what? I mean, that's the issue I don't get. Pour into what? The hell? He probably gets to stay outside and play. Wait, I forgot. There's many Satans. So under Islam, there's many Satans. So one of them could be outside playing. Some of them could be inside playing.
Darcy wrote lacrosse, soccer, basketball, golf.
So who gets made equal? Well, so wait a minute. Alice says he has no partners.
And now he's saying he made someone equal to the Lord of the Worlds, which is supposed to be Alice.
There was an obvious error, made you equal. Okay, I can get that. All right. Okay, so we get reincarnated, that's the second turn.
I mean, there's been several hints at reincarnation through this Quran.
This is really bizarre.
So you want to stop there?
Sorry, what? Yes.
What did you say, Leah? I can't.
So he'll be back Friday, right?
You're fine. You're still with us. That's a win.
Well, that's the big thing. I would tell, if you have any followers of Islam that you know, ask them to watch this series, start with the beginning, go through. I mean, it should numb your brain. But the idea is that these people are supposed to be followers of Islam. When they find out what's actually in the Quran, maybe they'll wake up and say, I can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Yes.
He's got to show up first.
Well done, everybody.
You too. Get to relax. All right.
Thank you.